بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية: ولكني أخشى عليكم الدنيا أن تنافسوها وتقتتل فتهلك كما هلك من كان قبلكم. We were reading this hadith that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained on the minbar that this dunya is not a thing that a person should make it his object of life. We have to earn our dunya, we have to live in this dunya. Giver of rozi is only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but the effort we have to make. Like in everything else, we have to make an effort, but the actual doer is only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So there are other narrations of the same hadith, and in one narration it is come, وَلَكِنِّي أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمُ الدُّنْيَا, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I do not fear that you will go back, that is the whole ummah completely will go back towards associating parties with Allah ta'ala, worshipping idols, etc. That I do not fear upon you. But my fear upon you is that you will vie with each other for this dunya. To earn the dunya, to earn our rozi, that is also one farz upon us. And to do it correctly, according to the parameters of deen, that is also a farz upon us. But that we start vying with one another, that you have got so much, I must have so much. And in this way, we are vying with each other. وَتَقْتَتِلُ, and then you start fighting with each other also. When you vie with each other, you come to the point where you start fighting with each other. فَتَحْلِكُ كَمَا هَلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُ, and then this dunya will be such that it will destroy you, just as it had destroyed the people of before also. So this is what the reality of this dunya is. If a person doesn't curb himself and he does not watch himself and he just goes towards dunya all the time, then this dunya will overtake him and he will make it the object of his life. وَقَالَ أُقْبَى, Hazrat Uqba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the narrator of the hadith says, فَكَانَ آخِرَ مَا رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَلَى الْمِنْبَرِ. This was the last time that I had seen Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the minbar. Commentators of hadith write that either it was that he saw him for the last time after this Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away, or had seen him the last time on the minbar, giving a bayan, giving a talk. This was the last time. And from that we can naturally understand what great effect this had had on Hazrat Uqba radiallahu ta'ala anhu and all the Sahaba, how they took the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to heart, and it meant everything in the dunya for them, and they had made amal upon it. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ, and in another hadith, another riwayat, the same subject matter is also discussed. إِنِّي فَرَطٌ لَكُمْ, that I am the one that is the foregoer from amongst you. That is, I will be the one who will be going in front of you. Just like people who go, when a group of people are traveling, and there are some people who go ahead to make all the arrangements. So I will be also going ahead, and I will be making all the arrangements for you, my ummah. وَأَنَا شَهِيدٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, and I will be a witness upon you. Ulama have written that being a witness, that those who did righteous deeds, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be a witness for them. And those who were the evil doers and wrongdoers of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go ahead to intercede for those people and to beg for salvation and for forgiveness for those people. وَإِنِّي وَاللَّهِ لَأَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ حَوْضِي الْآنِ, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was also a mu'ajiza, a miracle which Allah ta'ala had granted, where he was in Madinatul Munawwara in Masjid al-Nabawi on the minbar. He said, at this moment I'm seeing my hawd, hawd al-Kawthar, I'm seeing it there in existence. Ulama have written that as Jannat is in existence at this moment, Jahannam is also in existence, the Hawd is also in existence, And by miracle, Allah Ta'ala had shown Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his house. وَإِنِّي أُوْطِيتُ مَفَاتِيحَ خَزَائِنِ الْأَرْضِ. And I have been given the keys of the treasures of the earth. Oh, مَفَاتِيحَ الْأَرْضِ. Oh, I have been given the keys of the earth. That is, Allah Ta'ala had opened the treasures of the world also to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But as it is mentioned in other ahadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not pay attention to this. But he kept his eyes on the akhirah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived a very simple life, a life, so to say, of poverty. And this was not forced on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was not due to circumstances, but it was 100% of his own choice that he preferred to live a life like that. When Allah Ta'ala offered to make the mountains of Mecca into gold for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I prefer that one day I eat to myself full my stomach, and one day I stay hungry. When I eat to my full, then I make shukr of you. And the day I am hungry, I make sabr. So this was also a great quality from amongst the pious, that of choice they would remain and live a simple, very, very simple, down to earth life. And such was the lives of the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, a very, very simple and down to earth life. وَإِنِّي وَاللَّهِ مَا أَخَافُ عَلِيكُمْ أَن تُشْرِكُ بَعَدِي. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and by Allah, I do not fear that you people will commit shirk, that is on a wide scale, and going all, like the whole ummah going and committing shirk and worshipping idols or things besides Allah Ta'ala. وَلَكِنْ أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَن تَنَافَسُوا فِيهَا. But what my fear is, that you people will start vying with one another as far as this dunya is concerned. So in this, we will have to check ourselves. A thing that just came to light, that a person who was appointed as a general manager of Bin Dawood in Saudi Arabia, in one place, the opposition started opened a shop right next to him. So he felt offended that why right on my doorstep? He should open it anywhere else, whatever. But then his managers, the owners, they said that is not the way we operate. But you go and visit them, have tea, or take tea and biscuits for them, and ask them if we can be of any assistance. In the same way, the chicken outlet people, there are two Al-Wapadiyah, and the other one of them, they were operating quite successful. When the owner came to know, who is a very, very pious person also, when he came to know, then the opposition of his are in great debt. He wrote out a check for the amount of debt that they have and sent it to them, and told them when you can, how you can pay me back. So in this way, these people, till today, there are these people who have got these qualities, whereas we, with our opposition, we know that how we deal with them and what our attitude is. But when this iman is built, may Allah bless us with that iman. And may Allah bless us with this reality that we work with one another and not work against one another, not vie against each other, but that we work and try and help one another. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless us with these great imani qualities, and for that a person has to be conscious and working towards it. May Allah ta'ala shower his mercies upon us. Also, we should remember that in the first part of the hadith we had read that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited Jannatul Baqi, he visited the Shuhada'i Uhud. And in this way, we should also try and make a habit of visiting the Qabristan. And visiting the Qabristan is not really to make Isali Sawab. That also we should do. That we can do from anywhere. But it is to refresh our lesson that this is my final abode. And this is where I'm going to come to. And then also we should contemplate of the life in the Qabr which is happening there. And according to our actions will be how our life will be. So that also we should try and keep in mind. وآخر دعوانا